The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jeff Cooner is with me. Jeff is a host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff, I'm going to put a challenge to you. Can you say three positive things about Joe Biden's term as president?
Kieran, it's great to be with you and your wonderful audience. Yeah, I think there's no question. I think Biden clearly had some successes. Overall, as I did on my show today, I asked the audience to rate his presidency, and most people rated it an F. I rated it an F. He rates it an A+ after his farewell address last night. But wherever you rate him, I think unquestionably, in my mind, he had three achievements. I think he had more, but I'll give you three. One, the peace deal. It's tentative, but this peace deal between Hamas and Israel, which could lay the groundwork for a lasting, permanent end to the war in Gaza. He worked on it hard. His team worked on it hard for 6 months. And even more than that, to give Biden credit, and I know this position may not be popular in Ireland or, frankly, much of continental Europe as well, but Joe Biden backed Israel in that war with Hamas. He backed them militarily. He backed them financially. He backed them with a lot of intelligence support that enabled Israel and the Israeli government to decimate Hamas, to break the back of Hezbollah, and to launch really crippling airstrikes against their main sponsor, Iran. Now, what that did was that enabled Israel to win on the battlefield. And I think that has set up now the possibility of perhaps an enduring ceasefire. And the reason why I give him credit is his progressive wing, whether it was Elizabeth Warren, one of my senators here in Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the progressive wing was dead set against Biden. They hated him for it. They opposed him. In fact, it hurt him politically. It cost him a lot of political capital. And yet he did it anyway, because in his view, he thought it was the right thing to do for the region and for the American national interest. So I think on that, there's no question. In my view, that's an achievement and an accomplishment, and he deserves respect. The other two, to me, go to the heart of Biden's presidency, which is the great promise that he had when he won and became president. This, he was an economic nationalist. And I thought that Biden would govern as an economic nationalist. And if he did, I think we wouldn't be seeing Trump being inaugurated in 4 days. And maybe his age would have caught up to him, and maybe he wouldn't have run for a second term. But we'd be looking at his legacy very differently. But he did do two things. Number one, he kept the tariffs on China. And what that did, to his credit, was it saved a lot of jobs, especially manufacturing jobs. And I know in Europe, this has not gotten the play that it's gotten here. But in America, it's a huge story, front page after front page, which is Japan's Nippon company. They are a steel behemoth. They're a Goliath. And they are now making they made an aggressive move to purchase U.S. steel. Now, why that's a big story? U.S. steel is the last steel domestic industry in the United States. And on this issue, actually, Biden and Trump agree. But Biden had the courage to stand up to many in his own party, many of his own donors, many of his allies in the media. And he blocked the sale of U.S. steel to Nippon on national security grounds. And I agreed with him, not 100, but 1,000%. Why? Because the United States military in particular, whether it's tanks, jeeps, warships, you name it, missiles, depends on steel. And I don't want the United States to have to rely completely or be dependent completely on foreign sources of steel. We need at least one major domestic company that has, you can control U.S. steel, God forbid, in case we need it. And so Biden put the national security interests of the United States above many in his own party, many on Wall Street, many of his donors who want Nippon to gobble up U.S. steel. So I think, honestly, he had three accomplishments. I think he had more, to be frank. The problem with Biden, Kieran, is that had he just come in as president and done nothing, no, literally, had he done nothing, had he left Trump's border policies in place, had he left the economy as he inherited it, he would be right now considered one of the great presidents of the United States. And it's not a backhanded way of complimenting Trump. We had a secure border. Trump did it. And the economy was beginning to roar back at the end of the pandemic. In fact, just before Biden went into office, the United States had three consecutive months of double-digit economic growth. Had he just done nothing and let the economy continue to boom, we would have had high growth, high prosperity, low inflation. But he made a fatal mistake. And his mistake was he handed his presidency over effectively to the Bernie Sanders and the radical left in his party. That was the deal he made for Bernie backing down so Biden could win the nomination and ultimately the presidency.
In what way,
and
Jeff?
So
when you say
border,
that, like he, yeah. So what did he do in your mind at the behest of the Bernie Sanders wing of the party?
Well, what happened, if you remember, and I remember it very distinctly because I was covering the race. This was in the winter of 2020 during the primary to be the Democratic nominee. And Kieran, everybody thought Biden was going to win. However, out of the gates, Bernie just took off like wildfire. And so in the first two contests, Bernie Sanders beat Biden in Iowa, beat him bad in New Hampshire. And that's when panic began to set in. And so what happened was that the establishment, really, frankly, the corporate bigwigs in the Democratic Party said, we can't have Bernie be the nominee on two grounds. One, they thought, honestly, that he would lose to Trump, and they didn't want Trump to win. But they also felt, because Bernie is a self-avowed socialist, that this would hurt them. It would hurt corporate America and powerful corporate interests. And so they went to Biden, and they said, look, we're going to back you, but we're going to urge everyone else to drop out of the race. And then we're going to cut a deal with Bernie. And we're going to go to Bernie Sanders and say, look, because Bernie then was in the lead. And he kept praising Fidel Castro. He wouldn't stop praising Fidel Castro. Cuba's education system, Cuba's agricultural system. And it was killing the Democrats politically on a national level. And so they went to Bernie and they said, look, you're going to lose against Trump. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to install Biden. He's going to be the nominee. What do you want? And what he said, he wanted three things. Open up that border, a Green New Deal, massive piece of legislation to change America's economy into a clean energy economy, and a massive infrastructure bill. And so Biden went, check, check, check. And so he opened up the border on the first day of his presidency. And then he signed two massive pieces of legislation that spent trillions of dollars. And Kieran, the point is this, whether you agree or disagree with the legislation, his own economists, even people within his own administration, told Biden, with the economy roaring back as it is, with all this pent-up demand from COVID, you start signing multi-trillion dollar bills, it's going to overheat the economy, it's going to lead to massive inflation, massive debt, and then eventually massive interest rates. And that's what began to happen. And once he lost control of the border and he lost control of inflation, he lost control of his presidency.
And Jeff, before I let you go, the callers to your show today, the people you spoke to who gave him an F, I mean, was there a prevailing view amongst them as to why he got an F? What was the main, if there was one issue more that, and I'm sure there was a myriad of issues, but if there was one more than anything that came up, what was it?
It was inflation. Really, Kieran, I think it's hard to, I know the Irish economy actually has been quite good, which is why the current government got reelected. But I can't stress to you the level of inflation that the United States has endured in the last 2.5 to 3 years. Prices have doubled. Some cases are up 30-40%. And energy bills, utility bills, food, gas, really the cost of living has gone up. And wages have not kept pace. And that's where you can see that Biden was in big trouble. And honestly, Kieran, I know we're up against it, but he made another fatal mistake. And I think that was really the trifecta that finished him. It was the way he withdrew from Afghanistan. The way he abandoned our allies, how sloppy and disastrously we pulled out, leaving behind billions of dollars in military equipment, Bagram Air Base, and then the 13 soldiers who were killed at Abbey Gate. And what that signal sent to Vladimir Putin was, America is weak, America is in retreat. And Biden then realized it was a huge mistake. Putin then invaded Ukraine. We had the biggest war in Europe since World War II. The mullahs in Iran began to run wild in the Middle East, leading up to October 7th, 2023. The Middle East went on fire. And so what happened was that the Biden presidency really cratered and collapsed. And frankly, think about it. He couldn't even run in 2024. He had to be overthrown by his own party because they looked at the polls and they said he was going to lose in a landslide. And to give Kamala credit, I know this is an unpopular opinion now among Democrats, I think Kamala, in many ways, mitigated the political damage for the Democrats. Yes, she lost. Yes, the Republicans got a narrow majority in the House and a narrow majority in the Senate. But had Biden been on the ballot in November, the Democrats would have been wiped out.
We've lost our connection to Jeff, I'm afraid. But we were just about to wrap things up, I suspect. Listen, Jeff, it's always good to talk to you, and thank you very much. We might talk about Donald Trump in a bit more detail next week rather than Joe Biden's legacy, because by the time we speak next week, he will be the new president. That handover happening on Monday.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.